News Radio KMAN, good afternoon. It's 5 o'clock. I'm Dave Lewis. This is your COVID-19 Daily Report. And Julie Gibbs is joining us. Julie is the director of the Riley County Health Department. Julie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Appreciate our visit again. We've got a lot of details in, and there's a couple of additional cases since we last talked. And in Riley County, that number is now up to 45. Can you give us some details today?
Sure. Yep, we're at 45 as of today. Out of those, 21 have recovered. The most recent individuals to test positive were a female, age 35, and another female, age 23. Both were known contacts of previous cases, and both are able to recover in isolation in their homes. We also have 9 tests pending, and there have been a total of 359 negative tests in the county so far.
Okay. All right. Geary County had 11 as of today, and Pottawatomie County at 9. I think both of those numbers are steady. But we did hear some disappointing news out of Clay County that one of those that had been reported, and Clay's only had 4 cases altogether, but we understand that a 70-year-old Clay County woman has passed away because of COVID-19. We don't really have any other details other than she passed away on Saturday. State numbers, 3,328, 120 deaths altogether. I think it's also noteworthy that Ford County is now closing in on Wyandotte County for the most cases. Ford County is up to 516. Wyandotte County, 573. And another noteworthy aspect, Seward County is up to 349, and that has surpassed Sedgwick County. And so that's obviously, you know, there are concerns there in some of those communities in the southwest part of the state because of the relationships between primarily some meatpacking facilities there. So, well, here we are. We're less than a week yet remaining with the stay-at-home order that the governor issued a few weeks ago. And do you have any kind of indication of what you're anticipating?
Yeah, there was some indication that she would not extend that and that would be brought back to the local authorities. We just don't know for sure yet. So we have been working hard, actually most of last week, as a command staff to look at a possible order that we could put in place that would mimic her stay-at-home order. And really just kind of look at a phase approach. It'd be, of course, dependent on what she decides to do and also dependent on our situation here in the county and on our region. We've been working with Pottawatomie County and Geary County to try to get something that's very similar so that it's not a lot of difference between the counties since we're so close. And we do follow guidelines from a few different sources, including Johns Hopkins, public health guidelines and the White House guidelines. We've also been getting information and input from our clinical task force and other city and county partners. So this will be a trickle effect opening with many safeguards in place if that decision comes down to the local authorities.
Do you have a time frame as to when you think the governor may have an announcement?
We were hoping today or tomorrow. So hopefully sooner rather than later, so we can get everyone prepared and everyone ready for what's to come.
Yeah. Do you know what the number of hospitalizations is here locally now at Ascension Via Christi?
We do have 5 PUIs, persons under investigation, and as I understand, 2 of them are on ventilators. They don't have anyone that is COVID positive in the hospital right now.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I know you continue to track that information, and I think it's also it's good to take into account the number of patients that have recovered. And what is your guidelines to say that a person that's been COVID positive has recovered from the virus?
Sure. So we follow CDC guidance on this. And so they do have to be 3 days fever-free without fever-reducing medicine. They also have to see a decrease in other symptoms. And it has to be at least 7 days from the onset of their symptoms. So those are our criteria. And, of course, it's very dependent on the individual. So we say at least 7 days, if not a little bit longer, from the onset of those symptoms.
Next question. This is kind of a variance of what we typically talk off, but taking into consideration, you know, the news that came out over the weekend of five CNAs from Manhattan traveling to Illinois and Indiana. That's got to be an exciting opportunity for someone that is a nurse to be able to go to another facility and see things from a different perspective and to help others.
Yeah, absolutely. And just what I think of as a very selfless act, you know, like Bob mentioned on the radio this morning, on your program this morning, you know, they didn't even know that they were going to be paid before going to these places. So I just think I really, I commend them. That's a very selfless act.
Yeah, and it sounds like there may be some others that may be headed to places like Michigan and Wisconsin as well as Chicago again. So that's exciting, but obviously, you know, you want to keep them in prayers, and hopefully they can come back with wonderful experiences and their own health intact. Just a couple of quick reminders of some things with regards to the health department and facilities and what to do if you feel like you are suffering some of the COVID-19 symptoms.
Sure. First step is to call our screening line. Health professionals are available every day, even on the weekends, from 8 a.m. until 10 p.m. That number is 785-323-6400. And if you have any questions at all, go ahead and email us at our Gmail account. It's RileyCountyCOVID19@gmail.com.
Okay. I guess we'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon if you have nothing else to add for us today.
Nope, that's it. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, and we'll have Bob Koppel tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. here on News Radio KMAN. Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Department Director, joining us here for this COVID-19 update. Thank you so much, and we'll look forward to our visit tomorrow.